211 of the Big Bend began life as a local suicide prevention hotline. Today, it connects callers with dozens of organizations providing almost every conceivable form of help. Still, 211 of the Big Bend's hotline director, Carrie Tyree, says the line still performs the function for which it was created.
In December alone, we had 101 calls that related to suicide. That consists of what we call second party suicide as well. That's when a family member, a coworker, a friend calls on behalf of someone they know that's suicidal.
Suicide remains the second leading cause of death for young people behind only accidental injury. With two major universities and a large community college, Tallahassee has tens of thousands of people in that more suicide-prone demographic. Florida A&M's Director of Counseling Services, Anika Fields, says students are subject to stress, which can lead to depression and self-destructive impulses.
Just last semester, we admitted about 7 students to the hospital because of severe depression. And they'll come in themselves and say, you know, I'm suicidal a lot of times, or their friends will bring them in, which is really, really good because the stigma has decreased some in terms of counseling.
Luckily, the agencies and organizations in this area that deal with suicide work in close coordination. Kelly Mercer is Behavioral Health Services Outreach Coordinator at Capital Regional Medical Center.
And we appreciate community partners such as 211 and Florida A&M, so then when we discharge a patient from our program, be that inpatient or our outpatient program, we have community resources available to refer those folks to so that they can continue to get help and treatment and again recover and gain hopefully some aspect of their life and live a productive life and have community wraparound supports to do that. And so we appreciate working again with our community partners to help that person be successful.
Last year, organizations including Tyree's, Fields, and Mercer's banded together to host a day-long suicide prevention seminar that attracted more than 400 people. It's happening again this year, and once again, the featured presenter is Clark Flatt, who has experienced youth suicide in the most painful way possible.
It was actually July the 16th, 1997, that I lost my youngest son, Jason, who was at the time age 16, to what we call the silent epidemic of youth suicide. It was a tragic event that, as I've heard so many parents say since that time, I didn't realize it was a threat to my children. I didn't know the impact it was making, let alone the warning signs. And so when we lost Jason, it really put the whole family and friends, the neighborhood, into a spin.
Flatt founded the Jason Foundation in honor of his son as a means to prevent more suicides.
What we try to do is make people feel comfortable about saying, yes, we have a national health crisis of youth suicide, but I can do something about it by helping identify people who are struggling or maybe struggling with those and then help to get them to professional help or help that's, whether it's at the school or everything, to get that first step, not to do it yourself, that's the key, but to be able to be identifier and stabilizer and then refer.
Along with Flatt's keynote presentation, there will be a showcase of the community's suicide prevention resources, such as Carrie Tyree's 211 Big Bend.
We'll be out there talking about our different resources in our database, which we have, I want to say, about 2,200 different referrals in our database, as well as it'll be a time for us to see if students want to get involved and answer the call for help.
Which in itself will be a valuable source of information, agrees FAMU's Anika Fields.
And it's going to be good for the community because a lot of times the community is not aware of what we have or the agencies that they may be able to go to.
Capital Regional Medical Center's Kelly Mercer says the event is coming up next week.
You can check out our website, capitalregionalmedicalcenter.com. You can also RSVP to 850-325-3627. The event's January the 31st. It starts at 6:30 p.m. at Florida A&M Grand Ballroom.
There's no charge for admission. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.